I'm relieved I found Onita XR for my son's ADHD. My child was recently diagnosed with ADHD, and honestly, I was hesitant with the stimulant treatment options mentioned by my child's healthcare provider. I researched new non-stimulants and found Onita XR. It's been shown to help with many aspects of ADHD, like inattention at school and hyperactivity and impulsivity in the evenings. Plus, Onita XR is a liquid, which is really helpful. After I mentioned it to his doctor, they had samples we could try to see if it worked first. They also told me that Onita XR could be paired with a stimulant later on if we needed additional ADHD symptom control. We're starting Onita XR this week, and I'm excited to see how it goes.
Important safety information. Onita XR is a prescription medicine used to treat ADHD in patients 6 years and older. It is not for children under 6 years. Do not take Onita XR if you are allergic to clonidine. Onita XR may cause serious side effects, including low blood pressure and slow heart rate. Your healthcare provider should check your blood pressure and heart rate before and during treatment. Do not stop Onita XR suddenly without talking to your healthcare provider. Before taking Onita XR, tell your healthcare provider if you have kidney problems, blood pressure or heart problems, fainting, stroke or stroke symptoms, had an allergic reaction to a clonidine patch, are pregnant or plan to become pregnant. The most common side effects include sleepiness, tiredness, nightmare, constipation, irritability, trouble sleeping, dry mouth, dizziness, and decreased appetite. For more information, visit OnitaXR.com.
The Hogs are in paradise, and the buzz is there, too. We're going live to Baja Mar Resort in Nassau and talk Razorback basketball. This special report is brought to you by Bet Saracen, the only local sports betting app in Arkansas. By UAMS Health, the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for the Arkansas Razorbacks. By Gen Wealth Financial Advisors, helping you discover, protect, and share true financial independence. And by the University of Arkansas System, for every Arkansan, for every future, one system, one state. Embedded with the Hogs and soaking up the sun in the Bahamas. Here is Trey Schaap.
Schaap, what's up, my man?
What's going on, RJ? How are you?
Well, you and I exchanged, we traded out because I was just there about a week and a half ago, and now you are hanging out in the Bahamas for the Razorbacks, and Christian and I talked about this morning, the big seven-footer is not going to be eligible to play this weekend down there, but did he make the trip?
Yes, he did make the trip. Mika Murinen is who we're talking about, the freshman from Finland, and The reason is the NCAA has not cleared him yet, and the NCAA has not cleared a lot of international students. There is hope that he could possibly get cleared while they are down here, and he could play in some of their next games. They say there's no thought of him not being cleared by the time the season gets here, but he's been able to practice with the team, shoots the ball really, really well from outside. And Coach Cal hopes that at any moment the NCAA is going to clear him and he's going to be able to play.
So what are all the teams down there? I know that today they're playing the Bahama national team. What other games are they playing and against who down there?
Yeah, so today they play the Bahamas national team. That game starts at 6 o'clock Central Time, so all these times that I'm going to give you are Central. Tomorrow they play Carleton University. It's a team out of Canada. And then Monday, that game's at 5 o'clock. Monday at 5 o'clock they play Torres de Valle, a team out of Colombia. And then Tuesday at 11 a.m. they play the University of Calgary, and that, of course, is out of Canada. And all of the games are going to be on Flow Sports. So if you can find a local watering hole that you like to go to that might be carrying the game, you can go watch the Razorbacks.
They're playing the Bahama national team today. Do we have a roster on that Bahama national team? Do we know if their NBA guys are going to be playing or?
Not yet, Christian. I have not seen a roster. Mike Kaywood, the SID for the Razorbacks, hadn't given us a roster yet. I assume that once we get into the convention center, maybe an hour before the game, okay, now we're going to be able to see who's actually on this team. Don't know if there are going to be any NBAers on the team. If you remember back, Buddy Hield played
Buddy
for
Hield
the
does.
Bahamas national team a couple of years ago.
I believe DeAndre Ayton does. They have quite a few players.
Well, so are you staying? I mean, I'm assuming you are, Trey. You're staying the whole time they're down there to You're at a great resort, by the way. That if you've not, I don't know if you made it around a whole lot, but that is a really nice resort down in the Bahamas. So I'm assuming you'll be there till Tuesday.
Be here till two, cover the game Tuesday, fly out Wednesday morning. Yeah, so tough job. You know, someone's got to do it. Want to thank our sponsors, of course, because without them, we cannot make this possible. And that's Bet Saracen, the only local sports betting app in Arkansas. The UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the official medicine provider for Razorback Athletics. Also want to thank Genwell's Financial Advisors. They have their show every morning at 10 o'clock on The Buzz. And the University of Arkansas System, not just the University of Arkansas, but they have UAMS. They have the University of Arkansas at Little Rock, University of Arkansas at Monticello, UAPB, University of Arkansas at Fort Smith, and their only 100% online institution in the state, University of Arkansas, Grantham.
I'm just telling you, Trey, like, you are the man. Like, you are literally I was telling Christian, everybody should envy Trey Shep's job, because if he got to go to the Maui Invitational, he's in the Bahamas, SEC, the spring meetings. I mean, my man is over here crushing it on. And look, I don't want to make it sound like Trey's just out vacation. Trey is working, and I'm not. But I'm just telling you, Trey, since your time at the Buzz, you have gotten to go to the coolest events since you've been at the Buzz.
What? Where are you staying? What resort are you staying
at? We're at
in?
The Baja Mar. The Baja Mar, Mr. Fletcher.
I've been there. Yeah. I've been there.
It's pretty nice.
How much
of your money did the casino get?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't gamble much. I tell you a funny story about it. I went to the restaurant. I've forgotten the name of the nice restaurant there. And everything in the Bahamas is very slow. If you don't push them, you'll be sitting there an hour and a half. So I've learned whatever tip I'm going to give, I called the young man over the table and I said, listen, we got to be at a show. And so I gave him, there was $6 or $8. So I knew it was going to be a big bill. I gave him $100 and he said, what do I have to do for this? And I said, we want to get our food right away. Well, he took food off of other people's plates. I think. So all of a sudden, we had our dessert sitting on top of our entree. I mean, everybody with us laughed. We've laughed about that. So we ate in about 20 minutes. But if you don't rush them up a little bit, the best way in the Bahamas always is to give whatever you're going to give them, give it to them when you start.
Because
they don't know whether you're going to give them a tip or not. And a lot of people there, you know, from up east, they don't tip.
Well, and you know, they started putting in the gratuity into all the bills. So, like, they do 15%, and so they're sitting here going, nobody's going to tip on top of that. So, if you give them a little bit of an incentive, they'll
exactly. You give them an incentive to get started, you get your food. How does the team look practicing?
Well, I didn't get here early enough yesterday to see them practice here. I did watch some videos of them back in Fayetteville on Monday before they left. And Ms. Fletcher, it looks like they're shooting the ball really, really well. I'm excited to see this team. I mean, this is the first time Arkansas has produced the nation's number one recruiting class. And so that's what we're going to get to see down here in these four games. And I will tell you this. Flow Sports is the only way that you can watch these games. There's no radio broadcast of the games. So make sure you tune into the Buzz social media, because after each game, I'm going to be able to post some videos with post-game reaction from players, coaches. I'll do a video recap after each game. That includes today's games, tomorrow's game, Monday and Tuesday. Obviously, we'll have sound back there. I'm going to join Bill Vickery on Sunday to talk to him and call into every show. So we've got it covered down here in the Bahamas. We'll be able to tell you exactly what we think of this team.
Awesome, Trey. Well, hey, have a good trip, bud, and the guys will talk to you on Monday when they get back from the Keys.
Yeah. I hope they're having a good time over there, and you guys have a good time there back in Little Rock and sell some vehicles.
Okay, Trey. Thanks so much, man.
All right, guys.